பாழ்வாழ்வு எனும் இப்படு மாயையிலே வீழ்வாய் என என்னை விதித்தனையே, தாழ்வானவை செய்தவைத்தாம் உளவோ, வாழ்வாய் இனி நீ மயில்வாகனனே. ஹை அபூர்வா, டுடேஸ் வேர்ஸ் இஸ் வெரி யுனீக். அருணகிரிநாதர் இஸ் ஹேவிங் அ கேஷுவல் எட் இன்டென்ஸ் கான்வர்சேஷன் வித் முருகா. இட்ஸ் அ க்வெஸ்சன் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் எவ்ரி ஒன் ஆஃப் அஸ் ஹேஸ் ஆஸ்ட் காட் அட் சம் பாயிண்ட் இன் ஆர் லைஃப்ஸ்.
ரியலி, இஸ் இட் த கிளாசிக் வை மீ காட் ஆர் வை இஸ் லைஃப் சோ ஹார்ட்?
எக்ஸாக்ட்லி. ஹீ சேஸ், பாழ்வாழ்வு எனும் இப்படு மாயையிலே வீழ்வாய் என என்னை விதித்தனையே. He is asking, why did you destine me to fall into this useless, hollow illusion called worldly life? Was it really necessary for me to suffer like this?
Wow, you need a lot of courage and a very close relationship with God to talk to him like that. Does he give Muruga a chance to answer, or does he provide the reason himself?
He explores the reason himself in the next line. தாழ்வானவை செய்தவை தாம் உளவோ. He asks, is it because of the lowly bad deeds I did in the past? Are you just delivering the bill for my old mistakes?
Oh, so he's acknowledging that his own past actions might be the reason for his current struggle. But the last line sounds so sweet. Varvai inini mail vahanane. What does that mean?
This is the peak of his devotion. He says, okay, even if I have to suffer in this illusion because of my fate, O Lord who rides the peacock, let it be. As long as you live gloriously and happily forever, that is enough for me.
That is so selfless. It's like saying, I might be drowning, but as long as my king is on his throne, I am happy. This must be what they call unconditional love.
Precisely. When a devotee says, I don't care about my pain, I only care about your glory, Muruga cannot stay away for long. He has to come running to save such a soul.
Well said, Vedant. What is today's takeaway?
The takeaways. Number one, questioning with love. It's okay to be honest with God about your struggles. You don't have to hide your frustration. But like Arunagirinathar, we should also look inward at our own karma or actions. Number two, selfless love. The highest state of love is wishing for the well-being of the divine even when you are in pain. When the I, that is my comfort, becomes less important than he, that is his glory, the ego finally dissolves.
Okay, Vedant. Next time I have a bad day, instead of complaining, I'll try saying, it's okay, Muruga. As long as you're doing great, I'm happy.
If you say that with a true heart, Muruga will jump on his peacock and fly down to fix your bad day in a second. See you tomorrow for verse 33, Apurva.